frauds and scams cost Ireland €100 million last year, up 16% on the previous year. Already this year, Ireland has seen a 76% increase in investment fraud. Bank of Ireland has a plan to prevent it happening in the first place, rather than relying on people to know what to do once fraud has happened to them. Paul O'Brien from Bank of Ireland Security Group is with us in our studio. Paul, thank you very much for coming in. What are you recommending?
So look, I think you'll be aware, or people will be aware, that we've been very vocal in terms of helping people to understand what can happen and help them protect themselves from fraud. But notwithstanding that, fraud levels are still continuing to rise. So our plan is about preventing fraud before it happens. It's about tackling the social media ads that are presented to people, and they're paid ads that are directly targeting people on social media with investment frauds and different kinds of frauds. It's about putting in place a process where only regulated financial services providers can put ads for financial products and services. It's about stopping the text messages that we all get to our phones. So putting a process in place where a filter can be applied, and that technology is there, but a filter that can be applied to stop the text messages getting to people's phones in the first place. It's about allowing a well-regulated and well-governed process where intelligence on fraud and intelligence on criminal activity can be shared. And it's putting an overarching national financial crime strategy in place involving all of those relevant stakeholders.
An SMS or text message scam filter, has this been tried elsewhere?
Yeah, it works really successfully in lots of countries around Europe and around the world. Essentially, people would be familiar with how your email works. So you have emails that maybe don't get through, malicious content that goes into spam, and an SMS spam filter would work in exactly the same way. It's actually something that ComReg have talked about. They had a consultation on dealing with scam calls and texts in 2023. They came back with recommendations this year that they are putting in place, and there's a number of those recommendations that are going ahead. The SMS scam filter is one that would be really dynamic and would give really, really good protection to consumers. But unfortunately, it can't be implemented without legislation. So ComReg themselves are pushing for that. And it's something that we're calling out in our plan as well.
The nature of these scams are ever changing. You mentioned social media there, for example. How would preventing them be monitored? I mean, is this a job for somebody to do, or is this where AI comes in?
No. So on the social media side, what we're saying is that, you know, today ads are been presented to you and me, and they're paid ads impersonating financial services providers. What we're saying is that only those financial services providers that are regulated and authorised should be allowed to put ads on social media for those financial products and services. And that'll give consumers a degree of confidence that if they see something, they can trust what they're seeing. On the SMS side, we're saying that if that scam filter was in place, again, it's about preventing fraud before it happens. Yes. And it's about making sure that people can trust what they're receiving. So there are things that can be done and have been done very successfully in many, many countries. And they're the things that we're calling for in this plan.
On the other side, if people find themselves a victim of fraud, do people get their money back?
Absolutely, yeah. And look, again, I suppose to go back to the plan, we're saying that the best way to prevent this is to stop it before it even happens. 100%. If people are a victim of fraud or believe they've been a victim of fraud, we'd always say contact us as soon as possible. We have a team that are there 24/7, any time of the day or night. We will absolutely help people. We recover a huge amount of fraud that does happen. But again, prevention is much, much better than cures.
A huge amount. Most of it?
We would... Look, everything would be dealt with on a case-by-case basis. I guess if I think of sort of the flow, we would say the best thing to do is to stop it before it happens. And that's what these 4 points are around. Once it does happen, we would make every effort to block and recover those funds. But again, we want to stop fraud before it happens. So it's back to stopping those ads appearing in front of people, stopping the text messages getting to people's phones, and crucially, having that overall national strategy, which brings together banks, online companies, tech companies, phone companies, government departments, brings everybody together to have a comprehensive plan to deal not only with what we're seeing now, but to anticipate and deal with what we'll see in the future.
Just go back to me again on the text filter. Does that require law, or does it just simply require phone companies to implement it?
So the technology is there and phone companies can implement it. And as I said, ComReg have called it out in their own plans. ComReg's understanding and our understanding is that it does need legislation in Ireland. Some European countries have implemented it under existing legislation. So, for example, Germany and the UK.
Yes.
Others have implemented legislation to allow that to go into effect.
Paul O'Brien, thank you very much for coming into us. Paul O'Brien is from Bank of Ireland Security Group.